We are learning Masechta Sivam, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, Ube Plukta. So we just said had a machlokes of Ein Issa Chal Isser between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. We came out, it's only Negeya, Lekaivrei Ben Hashem Gemurim, and we talked about Issa Maisif, Issa Kail. So now the Gemara is going to bring down three different machlokesim, all the same machlokesim. And the Gemara here, the Amorayim, the Tanayim himself, gives Svaris why they're saying the halacha. But later on, Daf Lama Gimel Alaf, the Gemara is going to say it's totally in Yonim of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So the Gemara Plukta, and this machlokes of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa is the gay of the next machlokesim, the Itma we learned. Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos, a Zar who's not allowed to do avoda in the Beis Mikdash anytime, it's Chayv Misa for that. And he was Shimish B'Shabbos. He went ahead and did Avodah B'Shabbos. So a double whammy. First of all, he's doing Avodah on Shabbos, which is Aser. I, Kahanim do Avodah by Karmen Tziva? You're right. Kahanim have a Heter. But the Zar, Al-Khari doesn't have a Heter because he now do Avodah. So first of all, it's a Zaris here. And second of all, it's a Shabbos. So Zar Shimish B'Shabbos. Rav Chiya Mechayev Shtayim. Rav Chiya says a Chayev 2, which means it's 2 Isurim. Like Rashi speaks out that there's no 2 Chatayis here because the mezid is misa deshmaim. You only chayiv chatas and akara. So which means it's chayiv for 2 esurim. That's what Rav Chiya says. But kavara mechayiv alach. It's only chayiv 1. Kavat Rav Chiya v'nishba. Rav Chiya stood up and jumped up and he made a shvua. Ha'avoida kach shemati v'rebi shtayim. I heard this from Rebbe. That he chayiv for 2 esurim. Kavat b'kavara v'nishba. Ha'avoida kach shemati v'rebi. I heard from Rebbe the opposite. Echos 1. They both made a shvua both ways. In Gemara Darim handles if this is called a shvua sheker, they both make a shvua mamish. That Rebbe said 2, he said Rebbe said 1. So his son of Chia, so Chia is trying to plead his case. He's going to tell you why you chayev 2. His son of Rebbe Chia Ladin. Shabbos is a kol nesra. Shabbos is also for everyone. Because shahutra with mikdash, they matter a carbon tzibra with mikdash on Shabbos, it's the kahanim hutra. They will matter it's the kahanim. Le kahanim hutra v'le zarm. They will matter le kahanim and not the zarm, not the non kahanim. So therefore, a zar, when he does it, he's doing Issa Shabbos. Yesh comes from Zaris. Is this of Zaris? It comes from Shabbos. It's both Isurim. That's what Rabbi Chiya said. His Chavak Kapar Laudun says, no. Shabbos is called Nesra, because Hutra, Mikdash, Hutra. They were Matar, Mikdash, it was Hutra. Basically, the Machlokes really is Shabbos, Hutra, and Chuya. They were Mikdash, in Mikdash, there's no Shabbos, Gavi Avoida. So, Inkan, El, Zaris. All there is Zaris.
Wasn't Shabbos only based on the Mikdash?
Only based Shabbos, based on Mikdash.
Well, Shabbos based on what they did
in the Mikdash. No, it wasn't Shabbos. Shabbos came first. Shabbos from the beginning of Mitzvah Bereishis, seventh day of creation, where we had Shabbos. Before the Mitzvah was ever around.
Malach is all based on
the Mishkan. No, that's a Mishkan. They talk about Mikdash. That just shows what a Malach is. But the Shabbos also before that already. Bekitzer, so that's the Tainer of Chiyah Kapara. And now we have the exact same Chalikas, we have something else. What about Mum, Shashimish Vatumah? That means the Baal Mum is a double whammy. Baal Mum can't do Avoida, and a Tummy can't do Avoida, right? Two things. So, can't do Avoida, you can't eat Kachem either. But here, the halach is that Karman Tziva is Mutter V'Tumma. It's Tumma Hutter V'Tziva. But not for Baal Mum. So here, a Baal Mum is a Shemesh Tumma, Rav Chiya Oim Echayev Shtayim, for Baal Mum and Tumma, Baal Kapar Oim Echayev Achas, Baal Kapar Oim Echayev 1. Kofetz Rav Chiya V'Nishba, Avoida Kach Shemati V'Rebi Shtayim. Rebbe Chiya made a shvua. I heard from Rebbe. Chayev 2. Kavas bar kapara. There's 2 esurim. Kavas bar kapara. V'nishba avoyda kach shmati Rebbe achas. Only 1. Hischa b'chiyah ladun. So b'chiyah started pleading his case like this. Tumah l'kol nesra. Really, tumah is also everyone. Because hutra v'mikdash, eitzel kahanim tamimim hutra. When they were matter v'mikdash, it was eitzel kahanim tamimim. L'kahanim tamimim hutra. V'lei l'bal mumim. The whole heta of tumah hutra v'tzibah is only for kahanim kudu avoyda, which is kahanim tamimim. Not for b'lei mumim. So yesh kan. Therefore, this Balmum who did Avoida while he was Tomei is Chayav 2 Asurim. First of all, Balmum, and second of all, Tomah. I, Tomah's Hutter Ratziva, not for Balmum. His Chabab Kavar Laudan says, no, Tomah the Kol Nesra. Tomah is really awesome for everyone. Because Hutra, Mikdash, Hutra, was Hutra, Tomah Hutra Ratziva. Saying, Ken El Mashum Balmum is only Chayav because of Balmum. So again, the same time, Machlaikas is the second time. Third option. Third Machlaikas, third case. Zar Shalcha Malika. We know that Malika is when a Kayan takes his nail, his fingernail from his thumb, and he cuts the behemoth's neck from the back. And that is called Malika, and they eat the carbon chatas. It's an avela, it's not shchita. Something that's cut with a thumbnail in the wrong place, it's not the shchita, it's an avela. Special then, the Kayan can eat it. A Zar goes ahead and eats that, Shtickle problem. First of all, he's a zar, so he didn't catch him. A zar didn't catch him. Second of all, he's eating the vela. So here, the same type of machlekes. Zar shachem malika. Ruchia machayev shtayim, two. One for nevela, one for zaris, for being a non-kayinin kachim. Bakapora, im chayev alach, I saw chayev one. Kovas are ruchia v'nishba, v'yle kach shmati v'rebi shtayim. I heard from Rebbe that he chayev two. Kovas bakapora, he swore v'nishba, v'yle kach shmati v'rebi achas, only one. Hischil rabchia lodun. So rabchia said, nevela lakoyal Nesra, really Nevea was also to everyone. Kshehutra, Mikdash, it's a Kahanim, it's only Gavi Kahanim. The Kahanim, it's only Zoram, only Matta the Kahanim, not the Zoram. So Yashkam, Shavzar, it's coming from Malika. His Chabakabar law, then Makar says, no, like we said before, Nevea law, the call Nesra, Kshehutra, Mikdash, Hutra, Mikdash, Matta, Nevea, Matta, Malika. In Kanela, Mashum, Zaris. The only thing is, only because of Zaris. Why?
What's the
issue of Zaris? It says Kachim, eating Kachim. Eating Kachim that belonged to Kayin. Kayin, Kachi Kachim, which is a Chatas, could only be eaten by a kohen. A zar is not allowed to eat it. A zar can't eat kachim.
If you hold it,
that's always chayim. It is kachim. It's still kachim. It's still a chatas. It's a chatas. It's a carbon chatas.
What makes it into a chatas?
The kohen did the malika here, not the zar. Who did the malika here? The kohen did the malika. No, he's eating from it. The kohen made the malika. It was a kosher or a carbon. The kohen can eat it. Here, the zar can eat it. Why can they eat it? First of all, he's a zar. And second of all, they had to speak it out. Very good, shkayach. But here, the kohen did it, the kosher carbon. The zar can't eat it because it's a kosher carbon, and he can't eat it because it's a vela. The shayla was, since it's a carbon, so it's hutra, so then it's not a problem for him. But no, but Rabbi Chiya says no. It was only hutra for kahanim, not for zarim. And therefore, there is an isser of zaris and a vela. So we have three machlekesim. They all have a shayla of if there's two isurim or not. And right now, it seems that machlekes is just like how to look at hutra or not. But the Gemara is going to say, that these are totally the mechlekesim of Ein Issa Chal Issa.